This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back on the line, the Westshore Hotline, in fact. Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. You heard me. Ross, I want to start with this, please. I have a friend who texted me a lengthy text yesterday to tell me that he was driving, you know, not, he wasn't in the area. He was listening to the national broadcast, the Steeler Jet game that you did. And he just wanted me to tell you how good a job he thinks you do.
Well, I think we should start, Mike, with just the fact that you evidently have exquisite taste in friends. because your friends are clearly geniuses that they know a good broadcaster when they hear it. So, no, that's always nice to hear. You know, it's funny. Sometimes I'll get a text message or two from a buddy that's listening, or I'll get a social media message or two. It's always nice to hear it like that. And, you know, it's probably anything in life. It never gets old, people telling you or anyone, in this case me, that they appreciate your work. They appreciate what you do. It's like if I ever see someone famous, my wife laughs because I never bother them. I just say to them, I have the same line. I always just say, love your work, man. Like I saw Doogie Howser, whatever that guy's name is.
Yes.
Neil Patrick Harris.
That's correct. Yes.
At a Starbucks in New York City. When that show, How I Met Your Mother, was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked that show, How I Met Your Mother. And he was in a Starbucks. And, like, I know the deal. I didn't want to, like, blow up his spot, you know. So when he went over to put some cream in his coffee or whatever, I went over and really, like, softly was like, hey, man, big fan of the show. And he's like, oh, thanks, dude. I appreciate it. And then he bounced. And that was perfect. Like, that's
right.
That's perfect. Like, if you ever...
That's a perfect celebrity encounter. Yes, perfect.
Yeah, that's the perfect celebrity encounter. You're not... You're able to say that you said hi to someone. You're not going to get the autograph. You're not going to get the picture. And so, for some people, that's not okay. They want more. They want proof. But I would say, from the other side... From the quasi-celebrity or at least public persona, those are always appreciated. And I'm still at the stage where if someone wants an autograph or a picture, I think that's really cool. But I have been around people that so many people want their picture and autograph with them that it kind of becomes not cool. Like I met with... Jason Kelce, maybe like March, he wanted to ask me about media stuff. So we were at a diner in like outside of Philly, I'm not kidding. In 2 hours, at least 50 people came up to the table to ask him for an autograph or a picture or to, like, tell him how much he meant to their life and thank him. Every time they would leave, I would like, I'd be like, so did you cure their family's cancer too? And he would laugh because people were just so appreciative of them winning the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I just can't thank you enough for everything you did for me and my family. And they would leave. I was like, pancreatic. Was it pancreatic? Mm. it's unbelievable. So anyway, please tell your friend that it is much, much appreciated. I love what I do, and I hope people can tell that when they're listening. That's like my number one thing. If you ever hear me do a game or watch me do a game, number one, I hope you can tell that I'm having a great time and that I absolutely adore football. And I hope you learn, like, maybe a couple things that you didn't know or hadn't thought of before. To me, that gets a win. If you laugh, if you can tell I love it, and maybe you learn something, then I did good.
Very good. And he did just text me. He is listening, and he asked for your number, so I gave it to him. I hope that's okay.
That's definitely going too far. By the way, I was listening to Zach on the update. So while the Bills and Sabres seasons are going on concurrently, what's the split of Bills talk versus Sabres talk?
I mean, the Sabres have been down for so long. It's at least 90-10 right now, I think, I would say. But there were times, I mean, it's a long time ago. They haven't been to the playoffs in 14 years. But there were times in there, the middle of the Bills drought and the Sabres were hot. It was, I don't know if it was 90-10 the other way, but it might have been close.
Right. Yeah.
So, depends on.
But it's been a while now. Yeah. Yeah.
It was 90-10 Sabres?
Maybe. I mean, it got really hot in 2006 for 2 years.
In springtime when the playoffs were going on and the Sabres were, you know, that. And then, but then by the time the next hockey season started, it was still pretty hot.
The Bills were out of season, though. The Bills were out of season.
Yeah, I mean, the hockey season is so long and it's early during the Bill season. So, you know, that's part of it, too, yeah. But it did. It's been a long time, but it did get pretty serious.
Are there any other teams that you guys definitely talk about? Like, do you ever talk about the AAA baseball? Do you ever talk about, like, the Toronto Blue Jays or Raptors? Do you ever talk about, like, UB or Niagara College Sports? Is there, I guess I'm just curious, is there a third thing that you guys definitely talk about?
No,
it's very little. We have a lacrosse team that's been very successful and won another championship this year, and I still have never been to a game. The franchise has been in existence since the 90s. I've never been to a game, but I'm going to go this year because I happened to stop at a bar near the arena on a game night and was like, I'm an idiot for not ever embracing this, like, because it's they're good. The community is tight behind them. A lot of people go to the games. The sport is fun. Like, it checks a lot of boxes. It's just not, you know, you're not going to find it on ESPN. Well, you're starting to now.
Well, it's a different thing. I mean, you guys know, to be a fan, to be interested in it, but then to sort of what it amounts to is content.
Right.
Right. We used to bounce around a lot more often than we do.
Is that the Buffalo Bandits?
Yes.
Correct.
That's awesome. Like, box lacrosse, that's awesome. I can't believe the Sabres haven't made the playoffs in 14 years. I feel like hockey, that's, like, impossible.
It used to be. It should be. Yes, it is. It's quite a feat.
It never happened before.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the NFL here, Ross. So Sunday the Bills eventually take apart Tennessee. How impressed were you? Is that something that means a lot to you, how they did in this game? It took a while to get going.
I think that's probably the part that impresses me. You know, when it's 10-0 Titans and the Bills are having 3-and-out after 3-and-out and the Titans are moving the ball, teams lose those games. You know, that's why they say any given Sunday. That's why the NFL is what it is and there's upsets and all that stuff a lot. So that could have been one of those games where we're having a much different conversation. And you know, one of my critiques of McDermott, if you guys remember, has been that I feel like he loses one of those games every year that they absolutely should not, like, have no business losing. So I guess I feel like the fact that they not only won that game, but won that convincingly is highly encouraging. I don't know if it means this year's season is different. I guess I don't really believe that. You know, like, oh, things are different this year because of that. Like, what I believe is that the Bills really need to play well when they play against the Chiefs or the Ravens, whoever, in the playoffs. That's what I believe. I don't believe that something that happened in October is an indicator of success or failure to come necessarily in the playoffs in January. But I do think it's a good sign and important that they don't lose games like that, doink off games like that, because I think home field advantage does matter, even though they weren't able to get it done against the Chiefs last year.
And I know we had a chance last week because the Cooper trade happened before we even started our show on Tuesday after the Bills win in New York against the Jets, or excuse me, in New Jersey against the Jets. I don't want to get an email. So we talked about his being here and what it could mean. I don't know how closely you watched. The first opportunity he had, Ross, was a third down, and he was open, and the ball was right there, and it went right through his hands. It was a drop. I was like, oh, no! But obviously, he got going and made some impactful plays, including a touchdown for his first catch. And then suddenly, the rest of the Bills' passing offense appeared, and we actually got everybody eats instead of everybody nibbles. So maybe it's encouraging that it kind of fell into place with Cooper on the field?
Well, so I saw it. I saw the drop and thought, because remember last week we said, like, I told you how he hadn't been playing well and how he led the NFL in drops, and that I wondered if that would change, you know, with more time, you know, with Josh Allen or whatever. And then he dropped that first pass, and I thought, oh, well, maybe we have our answer, right? I mean, I thought of it right away. But then after that, he settled in a little bit. The touchdown's hilarious, where it looked like he didn't know what route to run and, like, Keon Coleman was helping him. But, yeah, I mean, that was certainly a takeaway for me, was that they needed him. And it's funny because I already interviewed Andrew Brandt for tomorrow's Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the former Packers executive, and he sort of went out of his way to talk about how much better the trade was for Cooper than the trade for Devontae Adams, just because of the fact that Cooper's making the minimum and the compensation, which I thought was, I mean, you guys already knew that, but it's nice to have, like, a mass guy or a front office guy reiterate that. You know what I mean?
With Ross Tucker, insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. One of the things, I brought this up to you again recently, just thinking about talking every week last year, and you made the point about kind of like what you just said about the Bills off of the Tennessee game, which is, can they do it when it matters? And another year went by and they didn't this year. And Baltimore is kind of running this parallel life to what the Bills have been the last few years. How do you compare, in this kind of context, Ross, the Bills and the Ravens? Are they equally for you teams where you would be suspicious of them in a game with Kansas City or maybe someone else in the postseason?
I would say very, very similar. They've each had years where I thought they were the best team, and yet, you know, they haven't been able to get it done in the postseason. They both have MVP caliber quarterbacks who are looking to get over the hump and beat the Chiefs and beat Mahomes. And I got to be honest with you, man, I don't really care that much, but I hope they do. Obviously, ideally, it would be the Bills, but I just hope either the Ravens or the Bills beat the Chiefs, because I like seeing, well, two things, if I'm being honest. number one, I just like seeing new guys have that experience. Like, you know, all these Chiefs guys have won so much. I want new guys to get a chance to play in the Super Bowl and to be able to say for the rest of their life that they played in the Super Bowl and to experience winning an AFC Championship game and we're going to the Super Bowl and all that stuff and then hopefully win the Super Bowl and get a ring, the parade, everything that goes along with that. Like, I want new guys, new blood in there. And then, candidly, you know, I was teammates with Brady, and so he's considered the best ever, and I would agree. And I don't really need Mahomes infringing on my turf of being teammates with the best ever, right? Like, how does that help me? Again, remember, these guys are all playing for my reputation and for how it affects my life. So there's a lot of reasons why I hope either the Ravens or the Bills knock off the Chiefs this year. And I think there's a good chance, but I thought there was a better chance last year. I mean, last year the Chiefs were not very good, and they had to play on the road at Buffalo and at Baltimore, and they won both, which is just bananas. But kudos to them. They got it done. They find a way. And that was actually, after watching a lot of the Bills game Sunday and then watching the Chiefs, that's my biggest takeaway. I mean, first of all, the Chiefs defense is a decent amount better than the Ravens and Bills defense. That already increases the degree of difficulty for Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson this year. And then secondly, you know, the big thing with Mahomes is it's just uncanny. It seems like he never or almost never makes the critical error late. You know, everybody has these, you know, like it's like a batting average, right? Mm-hmm. How often do you get the hit? How often do you strike out? It just seems like Mahomes' batting average in the fourth quarter is just uncommonly high compared to the rest of the guys.
Yeah, and the one time he did make a mistake in overtime against the Bengals, they lost the AFC title.
1,000%, and that was like so rare. Or when he's done it in regular season games, like against the Bills or the Ravens, but not, he doesn't do it in the playoffs.
Ross, it's the Seahawks this week. I think you remember the 2004 trip the Bills made to Seattle, 38-9, cheeseburgers, a Willis McGahee run. They've only played there one time since. So it's come up a little bit today talking about that game. And I like how Bulldog said it earlier. It's a memorable season in certain ways. The Bills were really good and got close. But like that McGahee play is, you said, the one play
you can remember.
One
play from that year I always have at my disposal. You'd have to prompt me and remind me about stuff for other ones.
Yeah, somebody, I don't know why, but somebody recently sent that to me or I saw it. Which I remembered us doing the fake quarterback sneak.
That's what it was.
Yeah, you know, I remember thinking a little bit, I think we were already up by like two or three touchdowns.
Yeah.
So there was part of me that was like, man, maybe we should save this. Or maybe we should have saved it. But I guess it was the right time and they called it. And, you know, the very next year the Seahawks went to the Super Bowl. I don't remember what their record was in 2004, but I think they were pretty good. But that has sort of distorted my perception of Seattle forever, because anytime people are talking about loud stadiums, they're always like, oh my gosh, it's so loud in Seattle. Isn't that the loudest place? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I started a game there at left guard once, and they were pretty quiet, actually. Like, I don't remember them being that loud.
Yeah, and you took them out of the game, as they say. Well, that's Sunday. You have a thought on them this year real quick, Ross? Like, the Seahawks seem like they're kind of up and down, but
They are up and down, but that was a super impressive win by them in Atlanta by 20 on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that puts them, in my mind, in kind of a, you know, they won the first three, then they lost the next three, and it felt like they were really, really reeling. And now it's like, okay, now they got some legit confidence. If they had lost to Atlanta, I would have felt really good about the Bills in this game. Now that they beat Atlanta by 20, And now that they're, you know, they kind of got their mojo back and they're feeling good about themselves again, I would be surprised if this is not a battle for the Bills. I mean, this feels like a game that's going to come down to the very, very end.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Late.
Ross, thank you. What do you have this weekend?
Back in the NFL booth for CBS, actually, which will be cool. It's Ravens at the Browns, so I'll get to see Baltimore up close. It'll be my second time seeing Cleveland, but it looks like Jameis Winston will be starting at quarterback. So that kind of changes the dynamic a little bit, certainly changes the storyline. And I was thinking today, you know who's not happy? The Jameis Winston be starting? The Ravens.
Baltimore.
Right? Like,
I agree.
The Ravens wish it was Deshaun Watson, or if not him, the young kid, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. The Ravens know that Jameis can come out there. Jameis doesn't really care. You know, he'll just sling it around out there. And I think he gives the Browns a chance to be frisky in this one.
Makes sense to me. Thank you, Ross. Enjoy that, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds great. See you guys.
All right. That's our dude, Ross Tucker, on the Wester Hotline. Odyssey NFL Insider, Ross Tucker, by the way. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. And in part by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
That could be a buster spot.
Cleveland, Baltimore?
Browns beat them last year. The Ravens were the best team in the NFL last year. Cleveland won with Watson. It's a game he got hurt in. He had big numbers in that game. and then he was never seen again last year.
The game, but, the game he got hurt in is tough with him. Spin the wheel.
Watson?
It feels like.
Well, like, you know,
yeah,
for the year.
Permanently. Right, gotcha.
But, yeah, I could see Baltimore being a little bit vulnerable after last night going there. Cleveland can be, really, Cleveland had a look at Cincinnati last week, who they've had quite a bit of success against. The Bengals, look up the Bengals numbers from that game. Like, there's just not a lot there.
Right.
They scored on the opening kickoff.
Right.
And then Cleveland just couldn't do anything, and kind of a game like that where you just sort of not mess up and win Cincinnati. There's life there, I think, 3-4.
Bengals? Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. It's getting harder week over week, but I'm not abandoning my they will catch and pass Pittsburgh.
They have the Eagles this week. That's good. Philadelphia at Cincinnati. One of those games probably will be available to us with the Bills playing late.
Browns, Baltimore is what I saw on my my streamer.
So we get Ross.
And then we get a, yeah, that's awesome. And then we get a second something on. Maybe Chiefs Raiders while the Bills are playing, I think, is also on.
All right. Yeah, a few 4 o'clock games this week. Sunday night is Dallas-San Francisco. Monday night is Giants-Pittsburgh, by the way. All right, we will open up the phone lines for you at 803-0550. That Bills-Ravens comparison is kind of interesting to think about. Are you going to be ready to trust either team to win that game at that time? And I know Jeremy tweeted about this. It's an obvious one today with what Baltimore looked like, but just how it's more Jackson with them and maybe McDermott with the Bills, but that wouldn't be necessarily everybody's opinion. Again, the number is 803-0550. The Sabres host Dallas tonight, pregame at 6 here on WGR.
The Rams are willing to take on the salary I heard that they're willing to do, so they are definitely open to trading Cooper Kupp, so we'll see if they'll be able to get a deal done. I just don't think Kansas City has even enough money, even if the Rams were to take on some of that salary. That's been the problem and the reason why they haven't been able to go after a Davante Adams, an Amari Cooper, like we've seen other teams be aggressive with.
Diana Rossini, we're talking about that the Rams, according to her, are making Cooper Kupp available. I don't know, I'm of two minds about the Chiefs, respecting her point that maybe they just can't do it. We've had this with the Bills this year too at times. But apart from that, on one hand, I think, of course, they should. You're trying to make history. No team has won 3 in a row. They're 6-0. How would we feel? You want a draft pick? I mean, of course, they on one hand,
right.
Of course they should. If they can make it work, they should. On the other, I listen to Davis Maddock all the time. He's a Chiefs fan, so he's in my head when it comes to this. He's like, they're having a blast taking all the fun out of football and winning anyway. Like, right. What's probably more satisfying for a coach? It's probably great, too, to, like, light teams up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you win and win and win, and it's driving everybody else crazy because there's really no numbers there, and they get good players get hurt every week, and they just win in San Francisco it's nothing.
It's like another level. Yeah, that is.
That's more Patriot-esque, you know?
Yeah.
Until they got to the Patriots, I mean, it was kind of like two dynasties. But the first one was like this, which is, oh, my God, I can't take this anymore. How do they do it? I mean, they stole signs, and there were other things. But how do they? It doesn't make sense.
They cheated, right. Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Kansas City, I think, is on, including playoffs, a 10-game winning streak or road winning streak where they've all been close games. And we've been back and forth on close games with the Bills. Like, what does it tell you about the Bills if they're, you know, if they're losing the close ones, which they aren't always, but they had a stretch a couple years ago where they did. And a lot of people sort of point to that as a problem.
It's a flaw, right.
And it can be, I suppose. So, I don't know. I think it's probably hilarious to Andy Reid that this is happening.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I really want to mix it up. Like, I could maybe win this way, and it's even better.
Yeah. I was nodding along as that clip was going on, Diana Rossini talking about how the Chiefs have been, cap strung. But to include Cooper in that sort of makes me, like, feel like the whole thing could be dubious because Cooper didn't cost anything. Like, everyone in the league knew, like, there was one of the great values of making the trade. Yeah, it might cost you a little bit more in an asset, but the Browns were already, they had cleared the decks for that. There was no having to eat money. They'd already eaten it. they already had dessert on the money. So anybody, any team in the league could have afforded Amari Cooper for $800,000 for the rest of the year or whatever it is. So I'm sure Cups is a very different situation, and I hope they can't do it, because the idea of him going there is already bothering me. So I hope that she's right about that. But the Cooper being lumped into it makes me feel like maybe there's reason to wonder about how dubious the whole premise is to begin with, because Cooper could have been, any team in the league could have traded for Cooper.
Within this conversation is the MVP stuff. And finally, Mahomes got knocked out of the top spot last night. He's been, maybe Allen was for a week after Jacksonville.
Yeah.
But apart from that, like, Mahomes has been the betting favorite. It's not the vote, you know. It's not even the polls.
That's right. It's the, you know, it's the places that win or lose money based on how the gambling on this stuff goes and whether they're right or the public is right. And what they're worried about, and I get it, is burying him at, you know, plus 750 or plus 500 even or something. And people go, okay, well, I'm just going to bet that Patrick Mahomes, A, is going to be on, at this point, what, a 14-win team, so presumably a one seed, and they'll make a trade for Cooper Kupp or some other receiver, and then he'll start throwing for 335 yards and four touchdowns, and then he'll waltz the MVP, and I'll be in on it while none of that was happening. That's why he's been the top of the pack there. It's not like a prediction that he's going to, well, it is. It kind of is. But it's not, to me, he's not winning the race. He's simply, you know, hedge maybe isn't the right phrase.
Who is your vote right now?
My vote right now? Lamar Jackson.
Mine too. Which is interesting because we both thought,
right,
he would never win, and so because he's won two already,
and I think they're a part of this. And when you mentioned this with, I think, Travis earlier, the part that I felt the more strongly about than the legacy thing is that people would have felt burned voting for him last year because he didn't have the stats really. I mean, Allen kind of blew him away. But he was the quarterback of the number one seed, and he had a fantastic year. I just don't think it was as good as Allen's, and then fell flat in the playoffs. Like, they made him throw, and they couldn't beat the Chiefs, and why didn't you run more? And I felt like that would be sticky with people who vote. Like, I even though it shouldn't count, you watched it. Like, it happened. You anointed him the MVP, and then he laid an egg again in January, and I don't want to do that again. So I thought that would stick to him. The legacy thing is a good point, too, a third MVP. But right now, he's, to me, been the best player in the league.
Mahomes is 16th in passing yards, and he's tied for the league lead in picks. It really is so interesting. I would predict that Mahomes would win right now, if the vote were right now, because of a lot of that. And his team has the best record. And a lot of these guys that win, even last year, it was debatable whether Jackson deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
But they had the best record. And so I guess a lot of voters kind of just only take it so far, trying to scrutinize all of it. I think, respectfully. But that is Mahomes right now. So do you just ignore the stats? And maybe that's, I'm a voter and that's what I was accused of doing last year, and I don't really want that reputation. Like, I want to make sure I get the most valuable guy. And Allen is in the conversation, of course. He is the third choice right now at about 6-1. It's Jackson really made a move today, last night, today, which, I mean, if you saw the game, holy cow.
He even had a rushing touchdown called back.
Yeah. So plus 250, and then it's Mahomes at plus 475, Allen at plus 575.
That's the kind of thing only a long parlay better would remember maybe from that game.
He doesn't run for many touchdowns. He's not Allen in that department. He throws for them now.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think he's far and away been the best. And the thing with Mahomes, though, you can, I think, even Sunday in San Francisco, he made there's the interceptions. Oh, but what does he do? Right, that game. It ended up on cruise control, but it took him busting out that 33-yard run where it looked like he was going to go out of bounds, and then he didn't, and he kept going, and he had a rushing touchdown at the end of that drive. Like, those are game-winning plays. And so even though his stats are all screwed up, I think you could still lean on that. Like, they won that game, and he made the two most impactful plays on offense with his legs. Not even his arm, but it happened. So you could give him credit for that, even though his passing stats are pretty stinky.
Just whatever it takes, I guess.
Yeah.
Because now it's just not anywhere near automatic throwing the ball for KC. Do you tend to think about the Bills and the Ravens as the same? Like when you think about the postseason, are they the same? Is one team less deserving of criticism than the other? For the playoffs?
No, I think they're very similar.
Both teams, you would just have doubts, maybe to put it mildly.
Can they come through here? Yeah. I think, like, you referenced what Jeremy White from our morning show had up earlier today, and I do feel like in Baltimore it's Lamar. Like, can he do it in January against one of these good teams? And here, I don't think it's so much about Josh Allen. It's more McDermott-based. But we have our constructs, and we're ducking inside them, I think. I think the situations are pretty similar.
I think Ross made a good point. I don't know if, like, it's completely supportable data-wise about the fourth quarter with Mahomes, but, like, it doesn't have to be the fourth quarter. It really can just be one play. And Allen and Jackson, for all their prowess, are both, or have been, and Allen hasn't thrown an interception yet this season, but like the one mistake, whenever it happens in a game, can be the difference. And Mahomes just has been less prone to that mistake. So like Jackson had a couple of throws. He had one pick that was pretty bad in that game, but they also had Zay Flowers fumble on the 1 yard line, you know, like it still could have been their game. And that's how it goes in this business, you know? Just one mistake, whenever it is, can be enough. He also had, in the first playoff game of theirs, that first half was really a struggle for the Ravens against Houston. And then the second half came around. It was like the Bills-Titans game, where they really couldn't do much on offense against the Texans. And then the second half, they did whatever they wanted. So, really interesting. Again, these franchises, and maybe there'll be others, maybe the Bengals or somebody else will get in there too. The Sabres host Dallas tonight. Pregame coming up in about 20 minutes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at WGR. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Sabres pregame coming up. The Steve Foley Law pregame show in about 12 minutes. Here's Matt with us. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. I think, as great as Mahomes is, I think the biggest difference between the Bills and the Chiefs is that the Chiefs have a defensive version of Mahomes as well, and the Bills don't. Chris Jones, if you watch the playoffs in the fourth quarter, almost every game he's making game-changing plays, like late in the game, fourth quarter. I mean, Allen's going to throw a hit Shakir for a touchdown to take the lead, and then he shoves Deion Dawkins into Allen, and the ball ends up short. Sacks. It's just every game late in the fourth quarter, Chris Jones is there making plays to save the game for the Chiefs. And the Bills have nobody to match that on defense. The defense turns into basically trash in the playoffs for the Bills.
It's what's happened previously, yes. It's what happened last year, for example.
This year, you're already starting to hear it. I mean, I watched a lot of that San Francisco-Kansas City game on Sunday afternoon after we got done with postgame of Bills Titans, and all over like football analysis yesterday and today is like the Chiefs are a defensive team. Like that is what is winning for them is their defense. They are very tough. Even you know, losing Snead like they did, they have Jones is a monster. So if the year continues the way it's going for them offensively, and I wouldn't want to predict it will, they'll probably make a trade for a receiver, whether they can afford Cooper Kupp or not, Deontay Johnson, someone, I would predict they'll make a move for, and their offense gets going. But the defense has carried them, I think, to the 6-0 record is how a lot of people will look at it. So I think you'll hear more and more about Chris Jones, and certainly you've heard a lot about Spagnuolo, the coordinator, for many years, but they're continuing to just make a name for themselves. I think we get attracted to the quarterbacks and the MVP conversation and, you know, who's going to score the points and who's going to catch the passes. That D is their calling card. Really, it was last year in the playoffs too.
They rank fifth in points allowed. I'm not sure if that's per game or what, but it might be. How many points do they give up before they come to Buffalo? At the Raiders, that's Minshew now again. Aiden O'Connell broke his thumb. Tampa scores, but now what?
Right.
Evans and Godwin. And then Denver. That's their next three games. At Vegas, home to Tampa Bay on a Monday night next week, and then home to Denver.
Maybe they'll come strolling in here as the top scoring defense in the league.
9-0. I mean, there's a pretty good, maybe better. I might have said the same thing yesterday. Maybe better than 50-50.
Yeah.
It probably is that they're 9-0 coming here on November 17th. Well, that'll be fun.
Sure. 9-0, the Bills could be 8-2.
Yep.
Then? All right.
Yep.
Let's go.
And you're still in it.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be 7-3, then it's every other year.
Right.
Where,
that's right.
I guess last year it did go the other way, but still, like, sort of a little bit out of reach.
Right. If they're 9-0, you're 8-2, and you get them there, to me, it's on.
But then the Chiefs go to Carolina, and then they play Vegas again.
And the Bills play San Francisco after a bye.
Then they play the Chargers and the Browns. I mean, 13-1. How about that? I think I might take it.
Yeah.
Because there's a pretty good chance I'm the one.
I am not there yet, but man, that schedule makes it awfully easy to get to. Just let them go. Just go on, Chiefs. Go have your one seed. We'll just slug it out with Baltimore and Houston for 2, 3, and 4.
They finish Houston at Pittsburgh at Denver, at least. Maybe a little bit challenging toward the end. All right. Time for Sabres hockey. Paul Hamilton will join us to set things up on the Steve Foley Law pregame show. After the update, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.